two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time now is 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour is developing news.
Pleasant Grove police are investigating after a possible murder overnight.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with what we know, Amy.
Amanda, we're just learning this morning that police responded to reports overnight. They have now a 21-year-old man in custody accused of murdering his own mother. They have not identified this man. Police say that they responded to reports overnight of gunshots in the area of 200 West and 200 North in Pleasant Grove. They found a 40-year-old woman there who they say was shot to death. And a few minutes later, police also got calls of a suspicious man in the cemetery just close by. They say the man told them that he had been arguing with his mother and that he had been involved in a crime. He's now facing possible homicide charges while police continue their investigation. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Congress is trying to address the shortage of baby formula, with Democrats winning a vote in the House yesterday. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says Utah's four representatives voted against it.
Representative Blake Moore says his family's having a hard time finding formula for their baby, but he voted against giving the FDA $28 million to address the nationwide shortage. The Deseret News reports the other three Republican members of the House from Utah also voted no on that measure. It passed with support from majority Democrats. Congressman Chris Stewart is co-sponsor of a bill called the Formula Act, along with Senator Mike Lee. That's an acronym for Fixing Our Regulatory Mayhem Upsetting Little Americans. It would temporarily waive import quotas and tariffs to bring more formula into the country. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
There are about 5 weeks until the primary election, and Senator Mike Lee has a big lead over his two rivals for the Republican nomination. A Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows 49% of voters in the poll would vote for Lee if the election was held today. 19% would vote for Becky Edwards and 6% for Ali Isom, but that leaves 26% undecided. The poll has a margin of error of just over 4%.
Governor Spencer Cox expects the state will issue something before the end of the summer to help ease the burden of inflation. Cox shared this and other messages during his monthly news conference yesterday.
Governor Spencer Cox said during his monthly PBS news conference he's a proponent of free or reduced transit. He says this would help the most vulnerable people who are affected by inflation.
Free ridership on transit would allow them an opportunity. Even if it takes them longer to get to work, at least it's an option. So they could do that. It would save them money. They could use that money for groceries and other things.
Cox also says he met recently with the USDA about the baby formula shortage. But he says it's not a state-level issue, and there's not a lot Utah can do.
So the best that we can do is to reach out to our partners across the state, find out where there is formula and where there isn't formula, and try to move formula around.
Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Utah's unemployment rate keeps dropping. In April, the rate got down to 1.9%. Deputy Director of the State Department of Workforce Services, Nate McDonald, says job growth was also strong last month.
All of our 10 measured industry groups are in positive job growth.
McDonald says in past months, some sectors were lagging in growth, but not for April.
Priced out. Inflation.
Pain at the pump may worsen in the months ahead if efforts to provide relief don't work out. New York City cab drivers are looking to Washington for help.
We really hurting. The people who using every day, we don't fill up once a week. We fill up every day.
Price gouging legislation passed in the House Thursday faces an uphill battle in the Senate.
New this morning, President Biden's approval rating has dropped to a new low. 39% of U.S. adults approve of the job the president is doing right now. That is the lowest it's ever been for his presidency. The AP poll also found that 2 in 10 adults say the U.S. is heading in the right direction. That's down from 3 in 10 a month ago. Democrats account for the biggest drop, down from 49% to just 33%.
Quick look at the weather now with Matt Johnson. When it's essential to get an accurate temperature reading, where do you put your thermometer matters.
Actual thermometers that are able to correctly gauge the air's temperature are up off the ground in a white shaded box and away from any external heat sources. This allows meteorologists to correctly depict the temperature of the air without being affected by heat intensifying objects.
Regardless of whether or not your thermometer is placed correctly, Matt says today's going to be and show a much lower number than it did just a few days ago.
First look traffic now, and back over to you, Andy.
Right now, Amanda, traffic on I-15 still looks good. Haven't seen a crash or a delay yet this morning from Provo to Salt Lake. And from Davis County, we've stayed pretty clean on the freeways, although some city streets got a little bit busy. Right now, I don't see any particular spot that you need to worry about. Salt Lake Valley, kind of the same story. It's pretty busy and kind of some backups at 3100 South out by 8400 West in Magna. And, of course, construction along 6200 South has been kind of an issue. Even Redwood's looking pretty decent out of Saratoga Springs right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
Germany's finance minister says the group of 7 leading economies are set to agree on more than $18 billion in aid for Ukrainian defense efforts. Minister Christian Lindner says it's a very good signal that the G7 nations are standing shoulder to shoulder with Ukraine because they're not only defending themselves, they're defending our values. Representatives from the U.S. Treasury Department and the Germany Finance Ministry declined to verify that amount of aid.
Saratoga Springs says they're pausing approval of new plats for subdivisions in the south end of the city until they upgrade their sewer system. KSL-TV reports the growing city has a capacity issue and needs an additional sewer main pipeline and lift station. They're allowing construction to continue on previously approved projects.
Potentially damaging testimony against Johnny Depp in the actor's defamation lawsuit against his ex-wife Amber Heard. A recording from actress Ellen Barkin played Thursday in a Fairfax County, Virginia courtroom.
Barkin described the several months in 1994 when she and Depp dated.
He was drunk all the time, a lot of the time.
Barkin claimed Depp's jealousy could turn to anger. The jury also heard from Depp's former agent, Tracy Jacobs, who said Depp's drinking and drug use worsened over the years she worked with him.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley reporting.
Another check of traffic and...
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.